I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Today's dummy of the day is something that I would not have expected, and I'm not sure if you would have either. It involves two Amish men. Yes, two Amish guys.
Okay.
Apparently, these two Amish men ran from a horse and buggy, so they were driving. Is that driving? What would you call being in a buggy?
Yeah.
Cruising?
Well, I mean, if they were in control of it, you'd drive it, I guess.
Yeah, well,
I don't think there's a cruise control on the old buggy.
Yeah, I got this at 6 horsepower. Two Amish men, though, they ran from their horse and buggy after police pulled them over for drinking in Ohio.
Uh-oh.
So they were drinking and driving or riding. I don't even know what to properly call it. Officer said the horse kept walking down the road after the men jumped out of the buggy. Kind of like when you leave it in drive. You know, police actually say the guys ran into the woods and they had to track them down. Officers found inside of the buggy a case of beer, several empty bottles, some twisted tea.
Twisted tea.
And the best part, and you got to see this picture I tweeted out, Joe Pesh Radio, or you can see it on our Radio Now AM show. I also retweeted that. They found a gigantic sound system inside this horse and buggy.
Yes.
I didn't realize the Amish got down like that.
Don't come a knocking. The buggy's a rocking.
But wait, it was two Amish dudes. All right.
They were just having a nice
Jebediah,
time.
What are you doing? Oh, no. The horse is being cared for until an owner comes forward. So I guess nobody actually came forward.
Interesting.
Is it like they said, you know, we're going to give up our buggy and our horse. We'll just let it be. We've lost it.
I'll just never forget. Do you guys ever watch Real World back in the day?
Oh, my gosh. All the time.
Do you remember Julie? There was a girl named Julie. I don't know why she sticks out in my memory. She was Amish, and she got to the city, and she just went wild.
Yeah, they go crazy, and this is where I sound dumb, but there is something, isn't it, like when they're in their teenage years, or maybe when it's closer to 18, where the Amish, they're allowed to go out and try the real world and see if they want to come back and continue to be Amish. I forget what that's called, but there was like a whole show on TV about that, what you're talking about.
Interesting. I know. I think it was... was it? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know the name of it.
If you're Amish and listen to the show, can you give us a call?
I don't think they Amish listen to the show.
Well, I don't. That's why I'm throwing it out there. 833-563-2539.
No, because they don't have electronics or cars, so there's no radio.
I don't know. These guys had a sound system. Were they like the outlaws of the Amish world?
The show means
Breaking
no disrespect.
Amish.
We just don't know. We don't want to be informed.
That's what I'm asking.
Course,
yeah, I'm not making
yes.
light of it. Plus, yeah. I want to know more. 833-563-2539 if you got any of those details. Until then, that's your dummy of the day.